Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Help Stop the Genocide in American Ghettos, Blog Talk Radio. My name is Emmanuel Barbie, and I am your host. I created this show as a way to interact with people on my friends list and people who are in my social groups to give grassroots activists, artists, church leaders, and small business owners an opportunity to promote their products and services with my listeners from around the globe. This show is available every Thursday evening from 10 o'clock p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Central Time. If there's a high volume of callers, I will extend the show on Facebook Messenger to give people a chance to voice their concerns. I encourage people who are unable to participate because of their work schedules to consider being on this show on Fridays or Saturday evenings, especially my international friends who live in Africa, Canada, or Europe. I will make arrangements to have you on the show either at 5 to 5:30 Central Time on Friday, or the same thing on Saturday from 5 to 5:30 Central Time, so that they can have an opportunity to promote their businesses and ministries and what have you. Even if you miss this event, you can always listen to the archives, which are available 24/7. Tonight, our special guest speakers will be Apostle Sheila Parker and also Apostle Richie. They will discuss their ministries after I finish my presentation. If everyone that's on my friends list would just read my story and share my book information with their family, friends, places of worship, and also at their local community center, this could help speed up the process by me selling my book to generate enough capital so that I can hire qualified people to assist me with the daily operations of my organization that I'm trying to do. I'm just one black man with a plan. I can't do everything. The only thing which is preventing me from starting my Christian organization is the lack of manpower and the capital. This is why I turned to social media. And again, this is why I created this show as well, to get my message out to the public through my YouTube videos, my social groups, my blog postings, this show, and now through my revised book, The Solution for Black America, Reclaiming, Rebuilding, and Restoring the Urban Ghettos in America, second edition, which is available on Amazon.com. I will provide a link to my book under the comment section of this blog talk podcast. You don't have to wait for my book to be on the bestseller to work with me. This year, I'm looking for 10 individuals within the United States who have read my story and who also meet the qualifications that I'm looking for, which are as follows. I'm looking for investors, business partners, Christian entrepreneurs, social entrepreneurs, and philanthropists who will work with me in setting up my nonprofit as well as my for-profit Christian organization, as mentioned in my revised book. My organization is private in order for me to weed out people that don't care about our inner city youth or their families or the black community. The grassroots community activist movement, or once I have a physical building, the Grassroots Community Activist Institute, is open to all ordinary law-abiding citizens, all racial groups, and undiscovered artists. This is my contribution back to my community, society, and throughout the African diaspora. Without further delay, here is my guest speakers for tonight. Bear with me. All right, I'm looking for Apostle Parker, Sheila Parker, and Here she is now. Hello?
How you doing?
Hello?
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 Oh, how you
Praise
doing?
Lord, how are you?
Tell my audience a little bit about yourself and also about your ministry.
My name is Apostle Sheila Parker. I am the pastor and founder of God First Ministry in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm also the presiding prelate of God First Ministry and Churches United. And I'm just glad to be here.
Praise the Lord, yes. Do you want to tell a little bit more about your ministry, you know?
Well, our ministry is located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. What we do is we work with people from all over. Now, through the daytime, what we do in our community, we do substance abuse for those people who need it. We also provide community service, like for people who have to go to court and have to meet the requirements of court for community service. We also do also provide conflict resolution and problem solving. That's also for the courts. And we reach out to the people in the community. We help people develop resumes so that they can find jobs. And we also take people out to find jobs. We connect people with other businesses to try to help people become productive members of society.
Oh, okay.
And
now, do you also have a website?
I have one. I don't have one up right now, but yes, we do. I gotta get it. It's through. I don't ever use it. I guess because we've been in Baton Rouge a nice little while now, and we do prison ministry also in Baton Rouge, so we really don't need it because the courts provide everything that we need.
Oh, okay. Well, when you do this, decide to have a website, please let me know so that way. You could put that here on the show under the comment section. And that way, you know, because this show is global.
Okay.
And that way, you know, you might get some people that might want to, you know, send a donation and stuff.
Okay. Amen. I have it, but I just had to pull it up. I don't use it a lot.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Well, I'm going to ask you to stay on the line. I have another caller.
Okay, go ahead.
And that is Apostle Richie. Hello?
Hello, God bless you.
God bless you. So tell the audience a little bit about yourself and about your ministry, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, well, I'm Apostle Richie, founder of the Power of Faith Ministry from Savannah, Georgia. I've been preaching the gospel for 30-plus years, excited about Jesus, but like yourself, I'm excited about anything that's about kingdom. So what God has led me to do on my part of just sharing the gospel, there's a great woman of God and there's a move going on that I think is very noteworthy for the body of Christ. And the apostle Jan really has a great burden for the kingdom and the people. And so I'm going to allow her to take my segment and explain and express to you what it is that God is doing and how it affects our people as far as the kingdom is concerned. This is Apostle Jan Raley.
Okay.
Hello. God bless you, everyone.
God bless you.
Yes, I thank God for this segment, and I thank God for the great woman of God, Chief Apostle Deborah Ritchie. Just very briefly, God is really moving in the great city of Lubbock, Texas. We've just started a homeless shelter for women and children. To God be the glory. We can be reached at www.restorationempowermentcenter.org. Our email, RCENTER@yahoo.com. And we are trying to empower, inspire, and restore the women and children in Texas. We believe that there's a mandate on our life to restore back in the body of Christ. So many times we just look at our homeless populations and just pity. But I'm a firm believer if we, instead of giving them a fish, if we teach them to fish, they will eat for a lifetime. Even the Bible says in Luke chapter 10 that we are to respond in love and compassion to everyone in need. Likewise, Galatians 6 and 10, we ought to offer help, especially to believers. So many times we have the mindset that everyone that's homeless are either on drugs, or certainly there are some that have some mental issues. But I believe that as the body of Christ, we are dropping the ball with that segment of people. They have souls as well. They have souls as well. So I just wanted to briefly ask for prayer partners. If God so placed on your heart to see a blessing into this for the women and children, we would gladly appreciate it.
Amen. So is it okay if you can go ahead and pray about that right now on this?
Apostle? Yes, just a moment.
Yes.
Amen. Pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for we know that all things work together for the good for them that love you and to those that are called according to your purpose. Father, we thank you for this great work. We thank you for the network, and we thank you for the body of Christ, God. We thank you for the open door, God, that no man can shut. Father, we ask that you bless, God, the work of the hands of the men and women of God that are contributing to the shelter, God, and to the other works that are doing the kingdom. Father, we ask that you touch hearts, mindset right now in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Father, begin to allow the anointing to flow like the rivers of Lebanon, dear God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Father, we bless you for this time allotted. Father, we bless you for the open doors. Father, we bless you for the visions that you have given. Father, we thank you for the God of provision. God, and we thank you for being a God of more than enough. And Father, we thank you for binding us together with cords that cannot be broken. And Father, we bless you for what you're doing and yet going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, for every heart, in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And
amen. Well,
yes.
I have both of my guest speakers on the line. The phone lines are now open in case if people want to call in and speak specifically with my guest speakers. And that
yes.
phone number is 646-668. 8698, and I see I have I believe someone that's calling in from area code 912. I'm putting you on the air. Hello? So it's 912. I'm trying to get that person on.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know if they are still here. But anyhow, the phone lines are open. Again, the number to call into the show is 646-668-8698.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen.
Was there anything else? I have both of y'all on the line, so anything else that you would like to say? We have 13 minutes.
Praise the Lord. I just wanted to commend you on your vision, man of God. You know, when we began to look at the type of word that you use, the genocide, amen, of our community and the things that are going on and the things, the ideas, the efforts that it takes to cause a turnaround. As we know, this is a spiritual problem. You know, it's a spiritual problem. It takes the physical bodies and the physical mindset of the people to pull away. And as we begin to reach out to continuously encourage advancement, redevelopment, you know, reorganization of our community. We look for that growth. Saying, I just like to encourage, see, the men of God as well as the women of God, as they come together, as we reach out to grab those, you know, because it's not so much. I hear a lot of talk about the young people and young people, but we got some older people that need some help.
That's
so I would like to encourage those people. I would like to encourage those people that the men, we need the men to step up to the plate, son, as well as the women. We got a whole lot of chaos when I go into the prison. You know, I see that we have a whole lot of women that are there. And most of the time it's because there's no spiritual foundation, the unchurched. Or either we have permitted so much of the world just to take over everything where people don't even understand holiness. People don't even understand truth. They try to take truth and twist it. So what you have put in place, I just ask God to give you increase. Ask God to give you the help that you need. As you reach beyond the break, it takes a lot. And it does take a team effort. It takes more than one person. It takes a lot of individuals to come together, because when we're talking about structure and order, people don't even know how to come forth with the word. They have not been trained. So just keep on, keep reaching out. Don't stop doing what you're doing. Don't get discouraged. And just keep pushing. But somewhere along the way, what you have in mind is going to touch somebody's heart. Because truly, there is a problem that's going on out here among our people. We're dying. We're leaving out of here rapidly, quickly, at our own hands. At our own hands, mostly. And the rest of it is through a system that crushes. But we have to understand that it is a dynamic problem that has to be dealt spiritually, but also has to come over into the natural and be worked out there too. So full speed ahead. God bless you.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful, and I receive everything that you just said. And I want both of my guest speakers to know that I'm praying for the success for your ministries, that the Lord would bless both of you with all the resources that you need to expand your ministry in the state where you're in, as well as hopefully, you know, across this country, because we do need that. Great. Again, I'm grateful that both of you was able to be here this evening. I am a little disappointed. I don't have a lot of calls, but that's fine. I still just give God the credit and the glory for this time that he allowed us to have. As soon as the Lord opened up the doors for me, once I have that physical building here in Chicago, I'm going to invite not only just you two guest speakers, but also my past guest speakers as well, you know, to come and speak at our live conference here in Chicago to our clients and members. And I do hope and pray that the Lord would touch both of your hearts to read my story. You know, when you get when you're able to get my my book, read my story for yourself. Especially the people that's in agreement; those are the ones I really want to hear from, because this is a no nonsense type of story. It's about my personal experience growing up here in Chicago. It's about also the experience that I receive trying to start my nonprofit. And I just thank the Lord. He put it in my heart and mind to just write that vision and make it plain according to the book of Habakkuk. And that's what I've done. The Lord has given me a positive vision about the vision of Nehemiah, about improving our inner cities, starting here in Chicago. And it's been a very rough task for me, because right now Chicago's considered the murder capital, and I don't have a lot of support here in my city, but I won't allow that to stop me from speaking positivity and also getting my vision out there to like-minded individuals, not these naysayers. And so without further delay, I'm going to just go ahead and just say a prayer, and we could just call it a night. But I do want both of my guest speakers to know that if you need a website and stuff like that, I teach people how to do that how to create a website and stuff like that for free. Just send me your email address on Facebook to my Facebook inbox. And then, you know, we could set up a time and I can show you how to do that stuff that way. And also I want listeners that's listening to the show that's abroad that this coming tomorrow, Friday, I have my international guest speakers that's going to be on here from different parts of Africa. So I want my international friends to be supportive and just call in and speak with them. My goal for this whole purpose for this this show is to interact with people that's on my friends list. It's fine that, you know, people are, you know, got businesses and things like that, but I want us to be able to interact with one another, not just, you know, just be selfish wise. Like, for instance, what I'm doing with this show, this is exactly what I'm going to do in my Christian business. I'm going to give other people an opportunity to share their products and services, talk about the Lord, and be a blessing to other people, and for us to be able to help advance the kingdom of God instead of all this quote-unquote competition. That's what the world does. But we've supposed to set the standard, and that's what I want to do through this business that I'm trying to start, the Grassroots Community Activist Institute. And once we establish here in Chicago, we're going to expand to 10 other cities. Everything I've written in that book, that's what we're going to carry out. And then eventually, once I have my African immigrants on board and they work with me in setting up chapters in 10 countries in Africa, that's the goal. But it starts here. Charity begins at home, and I came from the inner cities, and that's my way of trying to give back, trying to leave a positive legacy before I leave this world, and do much damage as I can to Satan's kingdom as possible by sharing my talents and skills that the Lord has blessed me with. He allowed me to graduate from college, so I'm a legitimate person. And those are the kind of people I want to work with, legitimate people, con artists and all those kind of people. We're going to screen for that because we're not going to have those kind of people to damage our reputation. We're going to eventually have a second chance program for ex-offenders, former gang members, and homeless individuals, people that want more out of life, not just looking for a handout. We want to give people a hand up so that they can start their own businesses as well. We also want to reach out beyond just the black community. We want to be able to build cooperative alliances with other racial groups and just make it something positive. But again, we want it in the inner cities to help build up our communities there. Our people done it before during Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Right.
Those are things that can be done, replicated and be done again. But again, as a Christian, I want to use the Christian foundation, what the Lord has blessed me with. And that is, you know, making sure that I have qualified people, because I can't lower those standards. Some people are trying to say, well, you can hurry up and get this thing started. But if I'm not coming across people that meets the qualifications that I'm looking for, I'm not trying to just go out there and end up failing. And so I'm putting my reputation on the line. Everything I've written in that book, that's based on my reputation, and I take full responsibility. And I'm ready to move from behind the computer, but I'm depending on the Lord. I know that He will allow this to come to pass. I'm just praying that He'll let it come to pass in my lifetime. So, Heavenly Father, just thank you, Lord, again for this opportunity, for allowing me, as well as my guest speakers, to use this technology. I'm willing to share my knowledge with them if they connect with me through Facebook. Bless my current guest speakers and my future guest speakers. may you get all the credit and glory through this, Lord. Just thank you, Heavenly Father, again for allowing me, Lord, to have these guest speakers. That's first of all on my friends list. Touch their hearts and minds too, Lord, to if they are interested, to join my other social groups so that they can promote their ministries in there. That's the whole purpose of me creating groups, so that way everybody can share their information. But Lord, just please just let us be on one accord, Lord. Weed out the ones, Lord, that want to cause us distraction and all those divisions, Lord. Move those people out the way. We pray for our enemies, Lord. Yes, I pray for my enemies, the naysayers and people that's trying to hold me back, Lord. But there's no failure in you, Lord, so that's why I refuse to surrender to the devil. He has no place here or in my future organization to come. I pray for our president, President Trump, that just whatever he tries to block, Lord, just please, you're in control of that situation. Bless me again, Lord Jesus, that people that's on my in my social groups and that's on my friends list to spread my book information with their families and friends to help speed up the process. Bless me with the capital, Lord, to use it wisely, to hire qualified people, Lord, that's going to be able to help me move from behind this computer and set up, establish this organization on both the west side of Chicago as well as on the south side of Chicago in Jesus' name. Bless my future guest that's coming on tomorrow, Lord, that it might be some language barriers, but please, Lord, just work it out, because I don't know if they really, some of them, when they write, I don't understand some of the stuff they're saying. But just, Lord, just bless me to be able, Lord, to understand and just guide me, Lord, that it be productive. Everything that I do on this Blog Talk Radio show, Lord, let it be for your glory and be successful, Lord. Let us be able to win souls, Lord, as well through this organization that's to be, as well as on this Blog Talk Radio show, Lord. People that don't know who you are, let me be able to share my personal experience with you, read scriptures to them, Lord. You didn't call me to preach, you called me to build like Nehemiah. So I'm not claiming that I'm a preacher, but I am a believer. And I can do the best that I can to share my experience in Jesus' name. Again, Lord, thank you for Sister Renee, Lord, her hard working with me, Lord. Bless her tremendously for that. And again, thank you again, Lord, for this opportunity. And thank you, Lord, for saving me, Lord, from hell and delivering me out of darkness. Bless all of my group members one by one, and bless my everybody that's on my friends list, Lord. People that's unsaved, Lord, I pray, Lord, you would work on their hearts, Lord, that they will develop a relationship with you, Lord, before you call them out of the land of the living.
Yes.
And just prepare me, Lord, to go ahead and do what you called me to do, Lord. Just have your way in my life, Lord. 25 years I've been ignored. Extreme rejection based on people's mindsets. But thank you, Lord, for not allowing me, Lord, to give in to the rejection, Lord. thank you for allowing me, Lord, to stay focused.
Yes, oh God.
And just keep everyone safe, Lord, this this upcoming weekend. Jesus' name I pray. And, oh, yes, Lord, just have mercy on these urban terrorists. Have your way with them, Lord. These international terrorists, Lord, just have your way with them as well, too, Lord. Protect those people, Lord, that's in those war zone overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria. Pray for peace, Lord, world peace, Lord. Pray for all these, all the church leaders, Lord. Jesus' name. And most of all, Lord, I pray for our, the Christian, the body of Christ, Lord. Please let me attract more Christians, Lord, and let them give them, open up their eyes, Lord. Let them know, Lord, that you are the one that gave me this vision and it's not mine. And so just open up their eyes, Lord. Let us work together collectively.
Yes.
Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.